Who's really training up your child? Look, I just think that in light of the recent threats from the U.S. Department of Justice, the DOJ, they're telling parents that they're going to send the FBI after them. They're going to consider these parents terrorists if they challenge school boards and push back against leftist ideology in our schools. I just think in light of all that, it's a good time to take a look at who's really training up our children, and is this okay? Let me first say this. Parents, you're responsible. You have the responsibility before God to raise your children. And if a school is undermining you, if what they're teaching or exposing your child to is dangerous to your child, then it's you who have the responsibility to either change it, like right now, actively and aggressively change it, or remove your child from that danger. Now, that's my sincere opinion. And I want us to look right now at God's Word. God's Word says this. It says that these words, meaning the words of the Lord, which I commanded you today, shall be on your heart. And then the Lord says this, you shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit in your house or when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise up. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 through 7. Another question, is the education that your child is getting, that place that they're opening up their minds, the place where they're being molded for 7 to 8 hours a day, is that place, is that education helping your child write God's word on their heart? Or is that education writing an antichrist, secular, sexually immoral code on your children's heart? Look, if you're a Christian, then you should step back and consider what's going on. And I want you to consider, what's your responsibility before the Lord for your child? There's a guy by the name of Terry McAuliffe. He was a former governor of Virginia. He's running to be governor once again. And he made this shocking statement during a public televised event. He said this, he says, I don't think that parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. In other words, parents, get your nose out of the schools. It's none of your business what we are teaching, how we are programming your children. And I'm just like, that's craziness, man. He actually said that. And this is what so many of the political elite believe, that you shouldn't be concerned with what government schools are teaching your children. I want to say you should be concerned. And now these leftists, I mean, they're feeling so emboldened to act upon their ideology, to force it upon us. And it's tragic that these political-driven progressives and secularists, they've hijacked the public education systems, our schools and our neighborhoods, and they're using our education systems as a means of indoctrinating generations of our children into their leftist and their Marxist ideologies. They've been cramming racist teaching like CRT, critical race theory, into our children's young and impressionable minds now. It's really been going on for years. And they've been presenting our children with twisted sexual content for decades now. They hide what they're doing and what they're really saying to our kids. They're hiding it from parents. Now look, I know I understand that there are some really good teachers out there and they're good educators. There are Christian teachers and educators, and we need more of you. And I applaud you. Thank you for being present in those places. But right now, the immoral progressive secularists, they're really the ones running the show, and it's out of control. So parents, who's teaching your children? What are they teaching your kiddos? And in the end, who's responsible? Proverbs 22:6 says this, says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, that's how he's going to live. That's what he's going to believe. That's how he's going to act. That's how he's going to process life, right? So how is your child or your grandchild being trained up right now? And who's training them? What are they teaching them? Who are they programming your child to be? Look, what way are our kids being trained? In what way? What the proverb said this, in the way that they're trained, that's the way that they will go and not depart. Are our kids being trained to follow God or follow government? And look, this is no joke. Our kids are not up for grabs. Our kids are not guinea pigs to be used by progressives for some kind of social experiments or to be programmed into their little secular cult. No, not our kids. Not our kids. I've heard it said, why are parents so surprised when they send their children off to Caesar to be educated and then their children return worldly Romans? Who's teaching your kid? Who's training your children? So look, if the government, if the schools and the school board, if they won't let you speak into it, if they won't let you change it, then I believe the choice has become really easy. It's time to pull your children out of those schools and get them into an education that will help uphold and reinforce what you're teaching them at home. Look, at Evident Life Church, we've created a Christian education program that helps our families choose a Christian homeschool or private Christian school. We give them the tools, the vision, the resources. It's all free. It's all just something we do because we're all part of the same church family. We even set up people in our church family financially to get them financial help to be able to choose a Christian education for their children. It's that important to us, and I hope it's that important to you.